Hey, you are tuning live to the new podcast, It's the Gossip. This is your girl, Tanya. You have seen me in the magazine, seen me on your TV. You have even seen me in your paper a couple times. And you have also heard my voice on the radio covering all of Central Florida. Well, guess what? Now I'm on your phone and I'm tackling the topics that affect our community. And I'm giving it to you real. Feelings may be hurt, but guess what? The truth hurts the guilty, and sometimes you need a little bit of hurting to get a lot of healing. So let's get started. You are tuning to It's the Gossip, and I must bring you this gossip and let you know. Look, all this stuff that's going on where we're saying it's racism, and by right, we're right. Racism where Dove have a black girl turn into a white girl once she used the Dove soap. Nivea had a black man cut with his cut off head with the fro, throwing it, talking about being civilized. And recently in the news, H&M with a little black boy with a sweatshirt that said coolest monkey in the jungle. Well, if you're tired, why don't you create your own companies? That's my truth on it. And if you know, dig deep down inside, people do not owe you shit. You haven't even gotten an apology. You know, society tell you, we don't owe you anything. So why are you waiting to be respected by these companies? If you see logically that you're not being respected, what would you do? You end the relationship, right? You're in a relationship and you say, you know what? Man, this man, woman, whoever, you know, he's kind of disrespecting me. What do? You end a relationship unless you're just someone who likes to complain and love abuse. You don't like that H&M have little black boys with the sweatshirts saying coolest monkey in the jungle. Guess what? Get together and create your own company. Create your own clothing company. And have titles on the shirt that say coolest king. I saw they were doing it all over social media. I said, yeah, but that's Photoshop. How about you do a company like that? Because not only will it help instill courage in them and self-confidence in the youth coming up, it'll also bring jobs to the community, stable jobs. So I don't boycott. Recently, I went to, you know, a magazine party. I was featured in the magazine, and I went to the party, and it was a lot of people of what you say, quote unquote, color that was there. But I got an email from a community activist where it showed that they only showed that white people was there. And he asked, he said, wait a minute, I don't see any diversity. I thought we talked about this. And the editors, they respond by saying, hey, you know what? In February, we'll be there. Then in February, we're going to cover Black History Month. And I'm thinking, this is my clapback. My clapback would be, okay, so you only feature black people in your magazine in Black History Month, February. Because that's the only time you think they deserve to be in there, right? That would be my clapback. But you know what I said? I said, no. That's your magazine. You do what you want. Guess what? I will create my own magazine and put all my people on it. On your magazine, you put your people in it and feature your people. No problem. On my magazine, I will put myself on it and feature my people. I put what the heck I want in my magazine. And since that's my thought, do what you want with your magazine. So what I am saying to black people in general as a whole, if you don't like the way you are being treated by everyone else, change it. Change it. Change it. This is the truth. Change it. Change it. If you're tired of the pain, change it. Change it. You can't just say change, change, change. You have to actually do something about it. Create your own brands. And please make it affordable for your brothers and your sisters. You are listening to The Gossip. Stay tuned. This is your host, Tanya. Next episode, I will have D-Pick in with me, and we are going to go over some sensitive topics and give you a number where you can call in and our email address so you can email us. Thank you for tuning in to It's The Gossip, or is it?